This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, I have two kids. Tiki has a million kids. Sean's got two beautiful young daughters, and they all go to school. I have never seen in my life what I just saw as an email I got about the next school year. I have just been informed that the first day of school is prior to Labor Day.
What?
Prior.
Wait, in New York?
In New York, which I have never seen. It has never happened where I grew up or where my kids have gone to school. But because Labor Day is late this year, it's Monday, September 8th, the first day of school is Wednesday, September 2nd. And I'm telling you this right now, until my wife talks me out of it, they're not going.
It's the last week for people to go away.
Of course!
Wow.
You can't do that. That's some Florida crap.
I wonder if it's in New Jersey as well.
Have you gotten the school schedule yet?
I have not gotten the school schedule.
Tiki.
But that last week, you know, I'm always gone.
I know.
Because once football starts, I can't go anywhere. And so we take that last week and we go somewhere.
This is a simple American rule. In the Northeast, school coincides with the NFL.
Yes.
When the NFL starts, right. We start.
That's right.
Here's the deal. And I think you guys will be locked up with me. Hopefully your wives are. We're not going.
Boycott.
We're boycotting.
Boycotting
school. You want to start school before Labor Day? That's cool. You can start it. We ain't going. We're not sending our kids.
First day doesn't mean anything anyway.
First 3 days.
I mean, come on.
I mean, how could you? Now, I've heard this because, like, my sister lives in Florida and they start school in the middle of August. So I've heard this. I know it exists. I'm not foreign to it. I'm foreign to it in terms of it being here.
But why? What's the reasoning?
Because Labor Day is late. That's the only reason you could come up with.
You know what I don't like about this? This year, like starting like with the fall of next year, all the big holidays are basically Thursday, Friday, or weekends.
Wow.
So my point is, why do they need to start earlier? We can like you don't need off and December 21st this year.
Nor do you get snow days anymore.
Right.
During the school year. We hardly get snow days.
This is a disgrace.
Right.
This is a disgrace. So I think to calm us all down for anyone who has kids or feels the way we feel, we are all going to protest together. We're not sending our kids out there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the first time we see a teacher work in the summer, maybe that'd be nice to do.
Don't take shots at teachers.
Right.
I love my teachers.
Leave them alone. This has nothing to do with the teachers. They didn't make the schedule.
I know, but here's where it does. Because once we commit to this earlier before Labor Day, you know what's going to happen in June when these kids are supposed to be in real school? Ah, you know what? We didn't use any snow like Tiki said. We're going to start taking these half days, and then parents have to worry about begging out of work to get the kids half days.
Nah, dude, it's BS. It's so unacceptable, and I advise everyone to check or call or contact their school district to find out if they're going to pull this same crap on you and politely tell them, if you do this, your rooms will be empty. Because my kids are not going.
If you build this, we won't come.
Yeah. Oh, very simple.
If you build this, we won't come.
I love that. It is lunchtime, Sean, isn't it?
It is. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does it mean?
Oh. You're right. I had this loaded before, and then I emptied it out because we hit it at the beginning of the show.
Here, I'll try this. Hey, Tiki, I'm kind of hungry. What about you?
I mean, I don't eat breakfast in the morning like I used to, because actually, right now is when I would be eating in our previous time slot.
What would you be eating? You'd be eating Luncho.
Sean Moresh in the booth. Somebody hide the queso. Optics flying, phones ringing, Evan's yelling.
No!
Tiki's laughing, chaos cracking, nobody's in control. It's Cinco de Roncho. Bam! Crunch! Let's go!
Yeah! Cinco de Roncho is brought to you by Helix Wireless. Connecting everything, everywhere. All right, this is really simple. Now, this is a list made prior to the Miami Dolphins news, but I'll just give it to you anyway. The five most likely opponents for the first John Harbaugh-Jackson Dart Super Bowl. Okay? The five most likely opponents for the first John Harbaugh-Jackson Dart Super Bowl.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
Let's dream. Today's a day to dream,
you're
right?
You're trying to get Thomas to hate this one, huh?
No, but no, I think it's just a good one to look ahead and just dream. Now, if they get John Harbaugh and Jackson, you know they get at least one. So let's just, who's the first opponent going to be, all right? Here we go. Oh, wait. No, what do we do? Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
The Raiders, because it'll be a big Brian Flores, Brian Dable revenge spot with Fernando Mendoza, who takes off a giant Raiders Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
All right.
I can see that one.
Thank you, Tiki. Thank you for playing along.
No, I can see it.
Didn't the Ravens beat the Raiders in the 2000 AFC Championship game?
They did.
Yes.
The reason I think that is when I think of a Giants-Raiders Super Bowl, I think of it as an almost Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys almost played the then Oakland Raiders.
Tiki, who would you have rather played?
definitely the Raiders.
Okay.
Number four.
The Ravens, a Lamar Jackson versus John Harbaugh revenge Super Bowl.
I see what you're doing here.
That's also an almost Super Bowl because obviously in a very competitive game, the Baltimore Ravens defeated the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and if memory serves me correct, that's the Lee Evans drop on what would have sent the Ravens to the Super Bowl, and then the missed kick by that stiff.
Billy Cundiff.
Billy Cundiff, right. And it was an easy field goal.
Yep. Here we go.
Number three.
The Chargers. The Harbaugh all over again, but with two new teams.
And you know what Sean knows?
By the way, this happened already.
It has, and you know what John also knows? Jim versus John has happened three times. John is 3-0.
Just in general.
In general.
They had a Thanksgiving night game once.
Yeah, right. Including the Super Bowl and then the two regular season games. John Harbaugh has never lost to his brother.
And that Super Bowl was so compelling because that was the Kaepernick Super Bowl. And he was 3 yards away from being the MVP of
you
the Super Bowl.
You think of it as that. You know what I think of that?
Because that's what I think of. They were on the 4-yard line.
I think of lights out.
I do too. And Steve Tasker just dying on the sideline there.
Yeah.
I don't even think about the
last. You don't think of that?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
It's amazing
I think about the last drive, and they put the ball in Cap's hands once.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, man.
Yep.
It's funny what we think of with moments that are a decade ago, because usually we compartmentalize it to one big thing, and to me, it's the lights going out. That's the thing that sticks with me from that game.
I had to work overnights at the network at that point, and I was like, oh, my God, do I have to leave during the Super Bowl now to get in when we restart in this game? So freak me out. All right. Here we go.
Number two.
The number two most likely opponent is still the Chiefs. You just know Mahomes and Andy. I think they're going to have like another like the Patriots-esque second reboot. So why not? Giants take out another dynasty.
Nice.
Right.
All right. And last but not least,
number one.
The number one most likely opponent for the first John Harbaugh Jackson Dart Super Bowl is, of course, the New England Patriots. Because why wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Giants Patriots Part 3.
There you go. The
Turned out to be a pretty good one.
Thank you. You know, Tiki, thank you.
I appreciate that.
I mean,
in a hypothetical world that has zero chance of coming to fruition.
Or
it was,
will
it? It's pretty good.
Or will it?
Oh, shut up.
If they're in a Super Bowl the next 5 years with Harbaugh and Dart, I got news for you. You know who the first one to find this list is going to be? The one poo-pooing it, Evan Roberts.
Oh, 100%. I'll also send it back to you if John Harbaugh gets fired after 3 years. Or if they moved on from Jackson Dart. Like, they'll be right in your face. Anyhow, the Giants have been moving fast and furious. Before we get back to your phone calls, here are the updates on who they're talking to, who they plan on talking to, things that have been confirmed and not confirmed.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Evan, give us the update.
So the latest comes from Adam Schefter that the Giants have requested an interview with Broncos assistant head coach and special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi for their head coaching vacancy.
Wasn't he hot a couple years ago when he was the interim?
For the Saints, right?
Yeah, I want to say the Saints.
Yes,
that's right.
And
everybody thought that maybe he's going to get a shot at a head coaching job, and then he didn't, and he kind of just fell off the radar
a little bit. And part of why he was hot, to come full circle, is John Harbaugh. I think a lot of us over the years have looked at the special teams coach and said, hey, maybe we should value them a little bit more, even though it didn't work out with Joe Judge.
Yeah. The reason you do it, just for, you know, for those that don't know, is because the special teams coach talks to everybody.
Right.
Sometimes the wide receiver coach or quarterback coach or offensive coordinator is only talking to a limited group. The special teams coach has to have that relationship with the entire team.
Which is more like being a head coach.
Yes,
they have more experience kind of being a head coach than an OC or a DC has. Also, Darren Rizzi has a history with Joe Shane. They worked together in Miami. Mm. The other one is Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce is interviewing tonight and Friday for the Giants head coaching job. So AP is getting a two-day interview with the New York Giants. You guys' stance on Antonio Pierce is what? I mean, no offense to him. Wouldn't it be massively disappointing to end up with him when you're thinking about John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski?
Well, it's crazy. Look, he's been a head coach because he was the interim and then he was the full-time head coach.
Year and a half with the Raiders.
Year and a half with the Raiders. But it's to me, it still feels like he's a first-time head coach.
Mm.
And so that's what would worry me. Not necessarily AP because he's I'd love him. But
according to Diana Russini, the New York Giants had dinner last night with Raheem Morris, the former Atlanta Falcons head coach.
Not surprising.
Morris is also in the building today where he's scheduled to meet with more members of the team, including ownership, as the Giants continue their head coaching search. That from Diana Russini. I wonder about Raheem ending up as the dream defensive coordinator.
Could be. Now, for now,
Raheem, I mean, does he deserve another head coaching job? I kind of lean towards yes, because I don't think Atlanta was this horrific failure. Like, they finished really strong this year.
Yeah, the problem became the wasting of a pick, which feels like a wasting of a pick, on Michael Penix. And the issue was their defense needed to be, like, really shored up. Now, they fixed it this year because they drafted at least one, maybe two, maybe their first two picks, I'd have to go recheck, were defensive edge rushing players.
This year. Yes.
And they were both really good. In fact, one of them had 10.5 sacks. I'm forgetting his name now.
Pierce, right. Yeah.
So he might be defensive rookie of the year. So there's a lot of good with the Falcons.
I mean,
I think it was other factors.
It's amazing to think that if the Falcons win the Jet game, they're in the postseason.
Yeah.
And
that might be the reason.
And the Jets,
you lost to the Jets?
And the Jets have the number one pick.
Right.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. So the other day, and this was requested by one of our listeners, remember that Falcon game? I was with my youngest son, Spence.
Yes.
I took him to the game. He had a great time. He fell in love with football. And I had audio of him celebrating. It was such a great time. So the guy said, have you gone to Spence to explain to him the ramifications of the loss? That because they won that game, they don't have the number one overall pick. And I said, you know what? That's a good idea. I should do it. So I recorded our conversation. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
Me explaining to Spence that the win that we were at is actually backfired on the Jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's hear it.
Any prediction on how you think he would take the news? Like, he'd be like, who cares? He'd be like, oh, that sucks. How do you think he's going to take it?
He's going to say winning was the most important thing.
I think a kid looks for a positive in either scenario.
You play to win the game. Ladies and gentlemen, here is me explaining the ramifications of the game to my 5-year-old Spence.
Spence. Do you remember that Jets game we went to when the Jets won at the very end on a game-winning field goal?
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the bad news. You tell me if it's bad or not. Because we won that game, we're picking 2 in the draft instead of 1 in the draft.
Oh.
So do you regret being happy that we won?
No.
You're still happy that we won?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we got 2 and I didn't lose that one.
Right, but it would be better to pick one because that means we get the first pick in the draft. Instead, we have the second pick in the draft. Is that bad?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
So ultimately, he doesn't care. Yeah. That was the result I got out of that. He doesn't care.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him, especially at first when he thought the two was better than the one.
Now you're just going to have to take one of the edge rushers.
Well, we'll see.
Because you're likely not going to get the quarterback.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's see what happens with Dante Moore. That is going to be the biggest question, and luckily, at least we'll get the answer in the next couple of weeks. Let's go to Pete in Queens. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on? So, last week, I was the crazy guy that submitted the punk rock Cinco de Mayo song. Yep. And first of all, I thought your commentary on it was absolutely hilarious and warranted. And I will just say, in my defense, originally, it wasn't sung with an outrageous British accent. That was actually my wife's idea. So she was like, your voice is too like soft or sweet or whatever, so you have to take it up a notch. And unfortunately,
there's no way I would have guessed this was you, Pete. No way.
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably... Hopefully my employers feel the same way if they ever hear that song.
That wasn't me, I swear.
Yeah. But in any event, I love the new song, and the direction obviously makes a lot more sense than a crazy punk song. But my question is, would you be interested in receiving a Idiots with Idioms song? And if so, because I don't want to, you know, go all crazy and submit another punk song or something that's off base. Like, do you have any recommendations as, like, what you feel would be the appropriate genre? Or would you like some options? I can, you know.
What is your strongest genre of music?
You know, the reality of it is none of them, right? If you heard the song I submitted.
In your own mind, what do you see yourself as?
Well, so in real life, I'm actually a guy who sits in front of a laptop and has like a real job, right? So, but I love writing songs.
You're a lounge lizard, I can tell it.
Yeah.
You're like me.
But, it definitely wouldn't, let's just put it this way, hip-hop would not be the direction,
okay.
Something like, you know, I could do another punk song, a rock song, something like a more goofy, silly kind of song.
I would go with, and two things, and Tiki, tell me if you agree with me or not about this, and thank you, Pete, for taking the effort to even make a song. I think our Idiots with Idioms song is so good, I wouldn't try to knock it off. I would try to make a song for Posted and Toasted. It doesn't have a theme song.
That's a good point.
It's a segment that's been running on our show for years now. You would think I would have run out of old tweets from our fellow FAN coworkers.
Nope, but they keep contributing.
But they're there, and I got a treasure cove of them.
Right.
So I would say a funny-ish song about Post-it and Toast.
Right, but we just have a new Idiot with Idioms right there.
What did I do?
Treasure Cove?
What?
Whatever.
I know. It's funny, and you missed this.
That's a good one. Posted with those. We don't have a song.
Yeah. So I would say Posted and Toasted.
I don't even know. What do we do for Posted? We just have the voice.
Just Paul Turner, the big announcer's voice, with Walt Clyde Frazier. Because Frazier, of course, Posted and Posted.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a mix of an announcer voice and Walt Clyde Frazier.
Right. Idiots with Idioms. It's quick.
Yes.
It's Idiots with Idioms.
And it's perfect. So I think of all the segments that we have, features that we have, whatever you want to call it, I would say Posted and Toasted would be the song you should create. But we appreciate it. We're honored that you would even take the time to do something like that. Let's go to Ben in Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up?
A couple questions. First of all, the first thing was there was a rumor a couple weeks ago I read online, which I know doesn't mean anything, that Derrick Henry had pushed John Harbaugh after like a tough loss. Mm. And then it sort of went away. I don't know if that was true or not, if you had heard anything. My next question is, I have two more questions. One is, of the guys who could get fired after bad playoff losses, of McDermott, LaFleur potentially, and then of course Tomlin, those are the three that you kind of hear.
Right.
Who would you like? And then my last question is, Tiki, actually, either of you could answer it. It's your show. Do whatever you want. would be that this whole, like, New York media thing, is that overblown at this point with sort of social media being ubiquitous? And that I get it when, you know, New York had 25 papers and Jacksonville had two or whatever.
Yeah.
But is that still a thing?
Well, it is only been, and I'll get to your other question in a second. It is only because it's a massive echo chamber here. And so in Jacksonville, you got one guy who maybe, you know, has it bad for a coach. He's going to write something, but nobody else is going to follow suit. In New York, you get one or two or three guys not liking you, then they start talking to each other, and all of a sudden it just becomes this cacophony of the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over again. So even if it's not real, perceptually, it becomes real. That's why New York is hard. It's not that they're any more right or wrong than a guy in Jacksonville or a guy in San Francisco or whatever. It's just it resonates here when it's that way. Now, those three that you mentioned, we actually have four because we put Nick Sirianni in that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even think about LaFleur. You're right. It would be LaFleur. Not even a question.
Of the guys you'd be most drawn in by?
100%.
Of, go through the guy, McDermott?
McDermott,
Sirianni,
LaFleur, or
Tomlin.
Or Tomlin.
I'd still go Tomlin. I think your issue with Tomlin is you just don't think he's available.
One, I don't think he's available, and two, I honestly think that he'll go to TV or chill.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think right. you're ranking Tomlin low because you wouldn't want him. I think you're just, right. and you've done this for a while. I respect it. You've been right. consistent.
Well, I mean,
he's not coaching next year.
One
a different
of my
team.
Brother's best friends.
Right.
I mean, Mike Tomlin gave Rondé his jacket.
No, I got you. I did some research on our last caller's rumor
that's
that
his
he heard.
Hall of Fame jacket, by the way.
Yes. The rumor that he had heard about Derrick Henry pushing John Harbaugh. I did a little quick Google search.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was put out there
yep.
by a parody account by Richard Johnson.
Mm.
And everyone points out that his name is, you know, too double entendres yeah. for genitalia.
It's Richard Johnson.
Yes, Richard Johnson. And that his pinned tweet says that the Jets are expected to check in on Patrick Mahomes. So it's a parody account, and he's the one that...
Yeah, because I don't remember that. I know there were some frustrations by Derrick Henry earlier on in the season, but that was really because Derrick Henry kept fumbling.
Well, there may
that
be...
Was him. It was on him. It was nothing to do with John Harbaugh.
There may be frustrations between Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh, and certainly at the end of that game, like one of my criticisms would be, I want the ball in his hands more,
mm-hmm.
but... The push is a different level, and that didn't right. happen. It was created by a Twitter account that yeah. has,
you know,
double entendres in it.
Right.
You almost have to do research
it's
now.
It's a phallic account.
It's
well done, T.
Well done, indeed. Let's go to Kevin in West Islip. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, guys. Two questions. One, Evan, what do you think the Mets will do in the trade market? Like, is there an actual trade that's going to happen? And I also have information on why school starts so late in New York.
Go ahead. Usually.
The reason it's starting early this year
yeah.
and in others is because a lot of districts have added holidays like Diwali, Eid Allah, and Lunar New Year.
So there's
you
more.
You still have to get the 180 days in.
God, what a and trade-off. I don't know if I like that trade-off. I know we have to do holidays. Yeah. We got to be respectful of it, but... We cannot start school prior to Labor Day. It's like starting the NFL prior to Labor Day. I'm dead set against it, even though they did it for a few years while you played.
Yeah, but they do that for the NFL because they want eyes. And you can't have football happening when there's nobody in town.
Well, you know what these districts are going to find out?
Yeah.
You can't have school when nobody's in town.
That's true.
Because we're
it's
not
the same
showing
situation.
Up.
It's the same feeling.
And look, I'm trying to think of a way where you could celebrate the holidays and be fair to all the holidays that we have. While still having a certain amount of days, I don't know. Maybe we throw in a Saturday every once in a while. I'm just kidding. I can't do that. I'd almost rather it go later into the summer. I have to be honest with you. I'd yeah. almost rather go late June with school than starting it in late August. If you gave me the yeah. choice as a parent, obviously, and even as a kid, like even as somebody growing up and remembering school doesn't feel that long ago, I would almost say I'd push it back to June 28th. As opposed to yeah. starting it prior to Labor Day. You can't start it prior to Labor Day.
And how many people, and you know this, Evan, have already booked something for that week? People get ahead of that. You have to book things like a year in advance.
Oh, I know. True. I know, sure.
Houses, yeah. you know, Lake George. I know yeah. I go over that thing, books up quick.
This is why Evan is saying so definitively that his children are not going to school.
I have no. What time is it? 12. No, okay, maybe.
All right, so we're in a maybe. So, Tiki, long-term prediction. Does Evan win this battle with his wife? Ready?
Yes.
Yes. No, she's pissed off.
Oh, she is? All right, then yes.
No, we're all, it's not even pissed off. It's more, you're not going. The kids aren't going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You should unify with every kid in the district. Don't send them back.
I'm working on it. Like, now that I'm around more based on these hours, I'm thinking of, you know, becoming more of a leader around town.
You're going to join the school board.
I may.
Oh, please sign me up for him as a PTA parent.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. On a lot of levels, that would be amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.